Hi, I'm going to do another Gerald Durrell extract. This one is from The Drunken Forest, and the book is basically tells the story of an animal collecting expedition he went on in South America, in Argentina and Paraguay. This extract concerns a baby bird. Type of bird is a screamer. Which isn't the most prepossessing name for a species to have, but it turns out that Egbert's really quite amusing and charming. So, let's see what we have. I've had to cut quite a large paragraph out because it wasn't particularly relevant to the rest of it, and I really did need to make it a bit shorter. So, here we go. Egbert was quite the most pathetic, the most ridiculous looking, and the most charming baby bird I had ever seen. He could not have been much more than a week old. His body was about the size of a coconut and completely circular. At the end of a long neck was a high domed head with a tiny beak and a pair of friendly brown eyes. His legs and feet, which were greyish pink, appeared to be four times too big for him and not completely under control. On his back were two small flaccid bits of skin, like a couple of cast-off glove fingers which had become attached there by accident, which did duty as wings. He was clad entirely in what appeared to be a badly knitted bright yellow suit of cotton wool. He rolled out of the sack, fell on his back, struggled manfully onto his enormous flat feet, and stood there, his ridiculous wings slightly raised, surveying us with interest. Then he opened his beak and shyly said, "Weep!" As we were too enchanted to respond to this greeting, he very slowly and carefully picked up one huge foot, swayed forward, put it down, and then brought up the other one alongside it. He stood and beamed at us with evident delight at having accomplished such a complicated manoeuvre. He had a short rest, said, "Weep!" again, and then proceeded to take another step, in order to show us that the first one had been no fluke, but a solid achievement. Unfortunately, when he had taken the first step, he had not watched what he was doing, and so his left foot was now resting on the toes of his right foot. The results were disastrous. He struggled wildly to extricate his right foot from underneath his left, swaying dangerously. Then, with a mighty heave, he succeeded in lifting both feet from the ground and promptly fell flat on his face. At our burst of laughter, he looked up into our faces from his recumbent posture and gave another deprecating